Now, in less than 2 months, Wisconsinites will head to the polls to cast their ballots for a number of state and federal races. One of the biggest and most contentious right now is the race for governor of Wisconsin. Incumbent Scott Walker is on the Republican ticket. State Superintendent Tony Evers won the Democratic primary, and both candidates have been taking swipes at each other since they locked down those nominations. Our next guest is here to break down the ads, the news, and the controversies in the race for governor. J.R. Ross is editor of WisPolitics. J.R., welcome back to Central Time.
How are you doing today?
Well, pretty good. Now, let's start with the polling. What are we seeing in this race?
You know, it depends on which poll you look at, and you got to remember that these have been kind of spread out, but they've shown a fairly tight race. Now, there was one at the end of July that had Tony Evers up by 13 points, but since then we have one from Marquette University Law School that had it within margin of error. Walker, you know, a two-point edge. That was well within the margin of error in that one. And then you had a Suffolk University / Milwaukee Journal Sentinel poll that had Evers, you know, a two-point advantage, again, in the margin. So, really, you know, polls are taken with a grain of salt because, you know, what happened in 2016 and other things. But just look at the TV ads. That tells you what's going on. It is a very close race. A lot of national interest here. I mean, a lot of money spent between now and Election Day on who's going to be the winner of that contest.
Right. If polling seemed to show one side or the other just running away with this, we probably wouldn't be seeing this level of national interest, this level of spending and ads, right?
No. And one consistent theme, though, in the polls that I've seen has been that Scott Walker is having difficulties with independent voters. It is basic math in Wisconsin politics that if you're a Republican running statewide in a year that could, and I stress could, be good for Democrats, you have to do well with independents. So if that persists, Walker's going to struggle. That's also why you're seeing the slew of attack ads against Tony Evers so far, both from the Wisconsin Republican Party, Scott Walker, and now the Republican Governors Association, all hitting Evers on this teacher license issue, because it's kind of politics 101. If you're a longtime incumbent with very high name ID, it is harder to move your numbers than it is to tear down the other guys through ads.
And have we seen responses in kind from Evers and the Democratic side?
Yeah, we've seen the Greater Wisconsin outfit. We've seen the Democratic Governors Association both running ads defending Evers on this issue. I mean, this issue is, it takes a while to explain, but, you know, if you go back, the overview is that there was a teacher in Middleton Cross Plains who was caught viewing pornography on a school computer, made inappropriate comments about young girls' bodies. The school district wanted to fire him. It was overturned by an arbitrator, went through this whole process, and at the time, DPI decided that it could not pull his license because of the law in place. They've changed the law since then, but, you know, the Walker Republicans keep arguing that Evers should have done it anyway, let the courts decide and push it, and because he didn't, they make this argument of he left students vulnerable. The difficulty of Tony Evers is this. I've learned in politics after all these years covering it, if it takes you longer than 30 seconds to explain anything, you're losing people's attention. And what's 30 seconds? A TV ad. So it's difficult for Evers at times to make that kind of argument of, well, the law was different back then, we've changed it since then, and trying to explain it. And Republicans, they keep telling me this is the best punch they have on Evers, that this is moving voters to make this attack. And so we'll see if it plays out. We have not really seen a good number of polls post this run of ads. But what I'm watching for is, does this flight of ads move numbers of race and really flip things for Evers, especially independent voters?
Here's a bit of that ad that's been playing quite a bit lately.
Suggested one struggling student should brush up on her sex skills because it's the only thing she'd ever be good at. Then intimidated the female teacher who complained. Tony Evers should have revoked the teacher's license, but he didn't.
So that's the core of the attack there. Are there going to be other items, you think, in the Republican arsenal here?
I think you'll see more versions of this ad. I get the impression that the Republican Party, for example, has pulled other records of teachers who did things that were questionable and did not lose their licenses. They're trying to build a case that Evers has neglected this responsibility. Now, the question I get from Democrats is this. Will voters really buy that the guy who was a teacher, then a principal, and now the head of Wisconsin schools would willingly allow people accused of this kind of behavior to remain in the classroom? If they have a hard time with that, then these attacks might not be effective. Also, if you hear so much of it now, I mean, we've got still 5 weeks of the election, is its attack, does it lose its kind of potency as you're closer to October, November, because you keep using it over and over again? That's, you know, something to watch. Is it effective if they keep running it constantly now on November 6th?
Talking to J.R. Ross from WisPolitics.com, looking at the race for governor in Wisconsin. Now, you mentioned the Democratic Governors Association and Stronger Wisconsin PAC on the Democratic side, on the Evers, pro-Evers side, I should say. They're getting into the game. They released an ad criticizing Governor Walker over the issue of pre-existing condition coverage. It features a woman with breast cancer talking about how her coverage could be denied.
If Scott Walker takes away the protections for pre-existing conditions, I won't be able to afford the treatments that are saving my life. It's a matter of life and death for me. Scott Walker just doesn't seem to care about families like mine.
So can you give us some background on that ad, JR?
This is based off of, there was a House GOP bill that cleared that chamber that would have allowed states to seek waivers from the requirements that or the preventions of you being able, or insurance companies being able to charge those with pre-existing conditions more for their coverage. Now, at the time, Scott Walker said he would consider seeking a waiver, but he then later said no, and that he called on the state legislature to pass a law at the Wisconsin level to protect those with pre-existing conditions. So obviously Walker's campaign is pushing back on this. Democrats, however, point out that Walker supports a lawsuit filed by a number of states, including Wisconsin, with our Attorney General Brad Schimmel, that would overturn the Affordable Care Act, which includes protections for those with pre-existing conditions. Either way, the question I have is, will Walker and or Republicans put up some kind of response ad? If they think it's that false, will they fight it back? If you fight back, do you actually highlight their attack? But this is obviously something that the DGA sees as a weakness for Walker, because I've seen polling that has health insurance or health care as a major concern for voters, particularly with suburban college-educated women. The Republican Party nationally and in Wisconsin has struggled in poll after poll and election after election with those voters. We saw it in places like Alabama, elections in Virginia last fall. We've seen it weakness with even in some legislative races in 2016 in Wisconsin, where Donald Trump did poorly in Milwaukee suburban areas that traditionally been Republican strongholds. They are struggling, Republicans are, with these voters. That's the target demographic for an ad like this. You know, somebody struggling with breast cancer, talking about health care, that's really who the Democrats are targeting with that ad.
Now, some stories in the news just over the last week that could be apparently bad news for Governor Walker. A third former Walker administration official coming out critical of the governor. This is DOT Secretary Mark Gottlieb, longtime Republican legislator before he was the Department of Transportation Secretary. He accused Walker of being not entirely truthful in talking about highway expansion plans and roads funding. Give us that story.
So Mark Gottlieb was a former Republican lawmaker, former local official, who joined Walker's administration right after he was elected governor in 2010. Gottlieb has, you know, basically been on a different page than the governor for a while now when it comes to transportation funding. He actually produced a budget proposal in 2014, right after Walker won re-election, that proposed a series of fee and tax hikes to cover transportation costs. He left the administration more than a year ago. They just were on the same page. And what I don't know is, you know, will Mark Lee Gottlieb by himself saying that Governor Walker is being disingenuous about transportation spending, will that become an ad or an issue in the race? I don't know that. I get the impression, though, in talking to folks, that the roads issue is an important one in polling that they've seen. But if you're a Democrat, you can roll in the roads issue, schools, and other things, and make it a case of the prisons issue with the youth prison up in northern Wisconsin, the problems that were there. Make it a case about Scott Walker has fallen down the job of managing state government. So that's how it might play out moving toward November.
J.R. Ross is with us from WisPolitics. We're talking about the race for governor, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your takeaways from the Evers and Walker campaigns so far? What's the most important issue for you in the race for governor? These ads we're talking about, Are they important? Do you think they affect your vote? Are they bringing up at least important issues in this race? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about the race for Wisconsin governor with J.R. Ross, editor of WIS Politics. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question for J.R. about what's going on in the race? What do you think? What issue is important for you? What are your thoughts on the ads on TV and radio for this race? Have you been seeing them? Or online, as you play Words with Friends, say, or watch on YouTube. Are you seeing those ads pop up? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. To your calls, Saeed is with us in Green Bay. Saeed, hi.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. This issue of the teacher's ad is just the tip of a very large iceberg. But the iceberg is that the teachers' union's rules controlling arbitration protect teachers at the expense of students. The question is, what will government do? Is government there to bend to the special interest of WEAC, or is government there to protect our children and protect their education? And that's the point. It's not about this one individual a teacher. It's about the fact that the Democratic Party, wholly owned subsidiary of WEAC, is advancing the interest of teachers at the expense of students. And we see poor-performing schools with no hope of ever improving their performance right now, given the framework that is reform-proof.
Saeed, thanks a lot for the call. And J.R. Saeed's hitting on, a long-running tension is probably understating it, between teachers' unions and Governor Walker and his supporters, definitely going back to Act 10, if not earlier.
Yeah, well, there is a layer of this with Governor Walker that he wants to portray Governor or Tony Evers as being beholden more to the teachers' union than to parents and students. WEAC, quite frankly, it doesn't have the power it used to have in Wisconsin politics after Act 10. It does not have the financial resources. It is still an important constituency, however, to Democrats and Democratic candidates. But I don't know that that argument about the union is what wins out for Governor Walker or what he thinks will win out with him with this. It's more about the idea of, you know, Tony Evers or the charge they're leaving students vulnerable in the classroom. That's the message they keep pushing. So you haven't seen the union piece yet in the ads. It's all about the kids and letting these teachers remain in the classroom.
Saeed, thanks for the call. Go to Joanne now in Menominee. Joanne, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Mark Gottlieb is a civil engineer. He knows highways. He was the secretary to the Department of Transportation. He knows highways. Scott Walker either refuses to fund highways, or he just hasn't figured out how to do so, because it's very possible to fund highways, and he could do it. The reason that he hasn't is very telling about Scott Walker. Why does not he want to fund highways?
Joanne, thanks for the call. And JR, as you were touching on earlier, Democrats think roads, potholes, road maintenance, road repairs could be a winning issue for them.
Yeah, and her question she asked, why won't Walker fund roads? I'm guessing she's asking, why won't he put more money into roads? The honest answer is that Scott Walker does not like tax hikes, period. And in talking to people around politics about this in Wisconsin, you know, there's an idea that Governor Walker could still run for president again someday. You don't win Republican primaries for national office by raising taxes, just kind of basic politics, right? So in talking to people, they don't see a way that Walker would sign a gas tax hike of some sort if he's elected to a third term, a big if, right? More likely, people will see him transferring money from other areas to pay for roads than doing a gas tax hike. And he's pushing this issue on Evers, saying, well, okay, if Evers says all options are on the table, well, what's that mean? Would it mean a buck hike in the gas tax? Evers says no, but he's not being specific just yet. But Walker just is not a fan of tax hikes, and I don't see an option right now or a possibility of him signing a gas tax hike, barring something really dramatic that people aren't seeing that I talk to.
Joanne, thanks for the call. Go down to Jason in Algoma. Jason, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to tell us about, Jason?
I would just like to mention that we have another option in Phil Anderson, the Libertarian Party candidate. He is also running for governor.
And is he somebody who you are thinking of voting for, Jason?
Yeah, I was a Walker supporter the first couple times around, and I think that, you know, Governor Walker did what he did, and I'm not going to vote for him this time because of some environmental concerns, some of those you know, some things like that. But Tony Evers has never inspired me as a candidate. And so I'm going to go with Phil Anderson.
Jason, thanks for the call. JR, do you see a risk of some people not being real excited about either major party candidate, as Jason is not?
I just got an email yesterday from a Republican operative who worried about that very thing, that in this environment that maybe some people who supported Walker in the past would look elsewhere. Now, we looked at the Marquette poll a few weeks ago, and I think Phil Anderson looked around, around 6%, I want to guess. But the poll director, Charles Franklin, pointed out that typically in polls like this, that the farther you're out from the election, the higher the third-party candidate does, because people either haven't locked in or they're not thrilled with their options. But as we get closer to the election day, typically the third-party share of the polls drops. The last time a third-party candidate did really well in Wisconsin was Ed Thompson, 2002. He cracked 10%. We haven't come close to that for anybody since then. Ralph Nader in 2000 did, 3 points, I think, in the presidential race. What I'm getting at is I don't see right now, talking to people, a big push toward a third-party candidate that might win. But there is definitely a fear, especially among Republicans, that if Walker has inspired certain people and they're not inclined toward Evers because of policy differences, will they sit it out? Or will they go to a third-party candidate? Likewise, there is this big question come November about the Trump voter. We kind of looked back at 2016, and there was a surge for Trump in western and northern Wisconsin. We kind of think there are people who hadn't really voted before, been active, but were kind of pulled out by Donald Trump. A big question is, will those voters come to the polls in November? A challenge for Republicans is, how do you inspire those folks? By the way, if you play on Donald Trump's issues, you risk alienating people in, like, the Milwaukee suburbs who are part of the traditional GOP base.
And that's a good place to leave it. Thanks to J.R. Ross from WisPolitics joining us with the latest in the race for Wisconsin governor.